sometime in the future, you look around, you survey all that you've accomplished, and you think to yourself, is this where I want to be? Have I pursued the right path? Or maybe you say, this is exactly what I had in mind. The choice is yours, and the question is, how do you get there? Well, that's our question today. Hi everyone, welcome again to another episode of the Eternity Changer Show. This is the show where I help you every week with the lessons that I've learned as an entrepreneur, as someone chasing my calling, and I hope that this will help you get courage to do the same, or give you some tools that will help you as you are already pursuing your calling. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. If you'd like to join the conversation, just feel free to leave a comment below the video if you're watching the video, either on YouTube or on trinitydigitalmedia.com. If not, you can leave a comment, trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. Hit me up on Twitter, Paul Allen Cliff, PaulAllenCliff. So how do you know if you've gotten where you should have always been going? Or how do you know if you're off track? I think those are very good questions, and they're questions that are answered by kind of an older resource, something that's been in print for a long time. And if you have heard of Dr. Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I want to concentrate today on habit number 2, begin with the end in mind. Now, I'm not going to go exactly where Dr. Covey goes, but I do think that just the idea is a valuable one, that if you don't know where you're going, when you get there, you might not be where you wanted to be. So think of it this way. If you're headed out on a trip, you start knowing where you're going to go so that when you get there, you can look around and say, yep, I'm where I wanted to go. Now, there are exceptions to this rule, of course. You know, it's possible to go on a trip and not know exactly where you're going to go, go where the wind takes you, be spontaneous, that sort of thing. But here's what I want to suggest. I want to suggest that if you are planning to follow your calling to end up somewhere, you need to think, what does that look like so that I will know when I get there? And more importantly, so that I'll know when there are forks in the road that I should not take. So, here are a couple of exercises that I want you to think about. And I just did these myself. I've been meaning to do them for a while. But first, I want you to take out a piece of paper and a pen. Don't type this. For whatever reason, I'm told that it tends to work better if you write it down. So take out a piece of paper and a pen. And take a look at your day, your perfect day. If everything was going well, what would that day look like? What would you do? What would you not do? Etc. And start to make decisions in your ministry, in your business, etc., based on where you want to be with your perfect day. So, let me give you an example. I wrote out my perfect day that, first off, I wouldn't be working 8 hours. Now, I'm not going to phone it in for 30 minutes either. I enjoy making these shows, so I want to do more of that. I want to do at least 3 one-hour shows every day. Now, maybe they're podcasts like this one, maybe they're training, etc. I don't know exactly what their final form will be, but I want to make 3 of them a day. So at the end of the week, I personally want to put out 15 hours of video every week. Now, maybe some of that's paid video, maybe some of it's free. I don't know the mix exactly, but that's what I want to do. And I want to have an hour in between each of the shows for thinking, pondering, planning, etc. So I want to get to work wherever that is, whether it's my home office or the studio that I'll eventually work at and pay the bills for. I want to do that before my first show. I want to do my show at this time, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. Then I want to do another one at 1 to 2. And I want to do a third from 3 to 4 with an hour in between each of those, both for a little flex in that time and also some time to prepare and get set and everything like that. And I want to do that 5 days a week. Now, I don't necessarily want to edit these shows. I don't necessarily want to do the marketing. I don't want to handle the financials of the business. I just want to do these things and have some meetings, cast some vision, and I want people to do all the other things for me. Right now, I'm doing everything myself. So that shows me that when it comes time to hire my first person, I should go in that direction where I'm hiring someone to help take these burdens off of my shoulders. So you see how that's helpful? And I've written it on a piece of paper and I've got it up to, well, as you're looking at me, it's up to my left, your right, on a bulletin board where I can see it every day. Above it, I have kind of a motivational statement that I wrote for myself to remind me that there is enough money out there. I just have to create engaging enough content that people will want to give it to me. So that's the area of a cork board that I have in front of me, a bulletin board that I look at every day as I'm working. So that's number one. Figure out your perfect day. Oh, by the way, part of my perfect day is I want weekends off. So I want to work 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. I want to do 3 shows a day, and I want to have weekends off. Okay, that's my perfect day. Next, let's talk about my perfect life. What do I want my life to look like so that I can make decisions that will shape that? So, I want a 4-bedroom house. You know, I've got 2 daughters. There's my wife and myself. I want that so that they can each have their own room and so that we have a guest room for people that want to visit as they leave for college. I don't necessarily want to take down their rooms. I want to leave them so that they have a place to come back to. So that's part of it. I'd love to have a basement where I would have my home studio, a garage large enough for maybe a hobby of working on old cars, something like that. So that's kind of the living situation that I'd like. I would like to be free to go wherever I need to help out churches without thinking about the money. I'd like to give away about 90% of my income. That's something that I know Rick Warren can do, and I have just really felt that deeply inside me that that's what I want to do. Right now I give away about 20% of my income, so I'm building But that's what I want my life to be like. I want to be able to take vacations when I want. I want to be totally out of debt. And I want to have a 6-month emergency fund that I don't have to worry about. I want my business to run without me. So if I want to take a 2-week vacation, I can. And I don't feel bad about that because it can continue without me. I want staff that will handle the money, the post-production, the marketing, etc. in what I do. And I want where I work to be within a 5-minute drive or walking distance of where I live so that I'm not driving for a 30 minutes to go to work. I don't want to do that. I want to, on nice days, just walk. I want to be able to bike if I want to. I want to be able to run to work, run home, hop in my car if I want to, but I don't have to. That's the kind of life that I picture for myself. So, if someone offers to buy my business, I can look at that and say, well, will this yield the kind of life that I want to have? If I get an opportunity to do something totally different, I can look at that and say, will that yield what kind of life that I want to have? I can also look at something even more basic, which is a personal mission statement. This is my mission personally and the one of my calling, my business, my ministry. And that is, I want to help the Church of Jesus Christ, the Bride of Christ, use technology to change lives and eternities in positive ways. And that's what I want to do. If there's an opportunity that doesn't do that, I want to pass that up. I want to make it so that my life is all about others. It's all about helping. And as an aside, I don't have to consider some of the things that I have to consider right now. So, how about you? What are some ideas that maybe you have of ways that you can help people? What are some ideas of how you'll know that you've achieved your goals in life? I want you to write them all down and keep them somewhere where you can see them regularly so that you'll know when you've gone out and changed eternity. If you have any questions or comments, you can also give me a call, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. Drop me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to this video. Every time that you share it with someone else, that helps us change lives and eternities. And as you know, that's really, well, it's part of my personal mission statement. It's what I want to do. If you've already subscribed to this show on iTunes, please leave me a review. That helps get the word out, and it will help more churches to change lives and eternities. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.